Carmelo Harris fires the three for straight away. Bingo time again. Carmelo's fourth three in the second half. Fifth three in the ballgame. Lennox over to Gordon. Back to Ray for three. Right side. Count it. The maestro knocks it in from downtown. Throws it out to Lennox. Lennox fires the three right side. Good.
Here's the voice of Warrior basketball, Kevin Breckmacher.
Good evening and welcome you live inside the PEIF Gymnasium here on the campus of Northern Michigan University in beautiful and today warm Marquette, Michigan, where it's Warriors basketball on the Patriots tonight. Wayne State hits the road to open up GLIAC play here in 2023-2024 as they take on the defending GLIAC tournament champions, the Northern Michigan Wildcats. Hi again, everybody. I'm Kevin Breckmacher. Please join us tonight from this very intimate location here at the PEIF Gymnasium. We'll tell you the story about that as the broadcast goes on, but usually Northern Michigan plays their home game just down the hallway at the Berry Event Center, which also doubles as their hockey arena, but tonight we're in the friendly confines of the PEIF Gymnasium, and we'll tell you why a little bit later. It is a funny story, but we don't want to go over that during the open here tonight, because what we want to talk about is the way Wayne State's been playing lately as they won their fourth straight game last time out on Saturday, a 74-69 win over Tiffin, a game where Wayne State got off to a slow start and then in the second half really put their foot on the accelerator and pulled away and held off Tiffin, a very veteran Tiffin team, a Tiffin team who came into that game on Saturday with five wins and only one loss, and a big road win for Wayne State, their first of the year. Now can they continue that momentum against a very good opponent tonight in Northern Michigan? Now, last year, Northern Michigan finished in third place during the regular season of conference play, but they won the conference tournament, won a game in the NCAA tournament before falling in the round of 32 last year, and they return almost everybody. Max Bjorklund, the defending GLIAC player of the year, or the defending GLIAC player of the year runner-up from last year, Max Bjorklund, is not back, but everybody else who played significant minutes and started last year for Northern is back on this team. They come in today 5-5 on the season. Yes, they've already played 10 games this season. They're playing everybody anywhere so far this year, and they've played a tough schedule. They've lost five of them, but this is a much better team than a 500 record would indicate, and it's going to be a tough task tonight for Wayne State. Northern Michigan comes into today averaging 84.9 points per game, so they can score. Wayne State's been very good offensively this year as well. They're shooting over 50% as a team, 50.3%, which is outstanding so far this year, but can they hold down Northern Michigan tonight? 84.9 points a game. The Wildcats give up 79.3 a game. Wayne State scoring 76.3 a game, giving up 72.7. So it's a battle of offenses tonight. First team to 80 might win this game. But talking to head coach Brian Smothers, and you'll hear him in the locker room report coming up here in just a little bit, he stressed we have to play defense tonight if we're going to get a win on the road and get the conference season off to a good start. We're going to step aside and take a break. When we come back, we'll have that locker room report with head coach Brian Smothers. We're about 10 minutes away from tip-off here in Marquette. It's Wayne State. It's Northern Michigan. It's on the Patriot. It's coming up in just a little bit. You're listening to Warriors Basketball.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have two branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
The pregame show continues next.
Attention all Warrior fans. The Wayne State women's basketball team will next be at home on Tuesday, December 19th against the University of Findlay, the two teams' first ever meeting inside the WSU Fieldhouse. Opening tip against the Oilers is set for 5:30 p.m. Then, the Wayne State men's basketball team's next home game will come 11 days later on Saturday, December 30th at 1 p.m. inside the Fieldhouse against Fanshawe College out of London, Ontario. The Warriors and Falcons will be facing off for WSU's Retro Night inside the Fieldhouse. Tickets for any and all WSU basketball games can be found at wsuathletics.com/tickets. Go Warriors!
The pregame show continues inside the locker room.
Yeah. And we welcome back to Wayne State Basketball on the Patriot. It's now time for the Locker Room Report with head coach Brian Smothers. Wayne State and Northern Michigan to kick off the GLIAC portion of the season tonight. In Marquette, coach, as always, thanks for joining us coming in on a four-game win streak. We have not been able to say that a lot the last 5 or 6 years with Wayne State, especially coming up here to the UP, coming off a win on Saturday. You gutted one out against Tiffin, against a veteran team. Talk about what you saw from your team last Saturday, especially in that second half.
Yeah, you know, it was good to see our guys kind of flip the switch and get to that next gear in that second half. I thought in the first half we were good in spurts, especially offensively. We started the game. You know, I don't think we missed a shot for the first, you know, several minutes of the game. And then, you know, they were able to make some adjustments. And then we had to go into halftime where, you know, we were down and, you know, talked about some things that we wanted to adjust to. And then just come out in the second half, and I thought we really imposed our will physically. And that gave us a lot of strength, a lot of energy, and our defense was able to really slow them down a lot better in the second half. So it was good to just see us, you know, make some adjustments, but also, you know, understand that, hey, we could play a lot better and go out and execute that in the second half.
To your point about the hot start, 8 for 8 from the field to start the game, Tamario Adley was a big part of that. He went out with foul trouble. Yeah. About 6 minutes into the game, it was a different half after he left. Talk about the way he's played for you so far this year, running that point guard position. He can score, he can distribute the ball. Just talk about how important he is to this team.
Yeah, he's a different kind of player. You know, I get asked about him, and it's really hard to explain what kind of player he is or, you know, give an example of someone. And so we're really happy to have him. He is very fast and strong, and once he's able to get downhill, he's able to make things happen. I think that's been really good for us in terms of our transition offense. I think the stats show right now we're one of the better teams in the country in transition. He's a huge part to that, whether he's making plays for himself and others. You know, and as he's evolving into this truer point guard, because this is his first year really doing it full-time, you know, there's some growing pains at times. You know, he had a few turnovers that, you know, we could have made some better decisions with. And I know as the season goes on, he'll only get better.
I can tell from the broadcast booth, the first two games of the year, two tough losses, but you were in the game until the last maybe 5 or 6 minutes, and then the other team pulled away. Now you guys are closing out games. Can you see the confidence starting to swell with your team?
Yeah, and it starts before that moment, you know, whether it's, you know, the first halves have been pretty close each game, and I think there's early on there, but segments in the second half where we had lulls offensively, defensively, that allowed the opponent to gain some separation, and then it was hard for us to overcome those deficits at the time. So I think just being better consistently throughout the game has allowed us to be in position to finish stronger. But I think when you can play as efficient offensively as we have for the most part, outside of maybe three-point shooting and last game, the turnovers, you know, it'll be hard to beat us when we can play that way, especially around the basket, getting offensive rebounds, limiting teams from getting rebounds. And so those would be the questions over as we move forward is, you know, adversity hits, how do we respond? When we're ahead, how do we finish strong? And every time we go out, I think we can continue to get better.
Different animal tonight in a lot of different ways against Northern Michigan. League play starts. Teams know each other very, very well over the years. You scout each other all the time. Northern Michigan last year won the conference tournament, one of the preseason favorites in the league. It's on the road. Talk about what it's going to take tonight against a team that can score a lot of points, averaging around 85 a game. They have a lot of shooters. Talk about what it's going to take to win tonight.
Yeah, so they're 10 games in. You know, we played 6 games. So, you know, they've had a tough schedule. They've been tested thus far. And, you know, they pretty much have all 5 guys that were starters or played a lot of minutes for them last year. So their continuity as a program right now is allowing them to have success. So definitely a really big challenge. It's a style of opponent, you know, that I think we've struggled with a little bit thus far. So it'd be really good to kind of see our growth from where we were, you know, the first week or two of the season to now. There has to be a high sense of urgency with getting out to shooters, limiting some of their players, and also just executing what we want to do offensively. I think when we, you know, commit ourselves fully defensively with our focus, with our discipline, our offense excels as well.
All right, last question as always. Coach Smother says Wayne State wins tonight, keeps that winning streak going, and starts out 1-0 in the league if they do what?
Yeah, I think our discipline defensively, you know, I think if we can limit them, their open three-point shots. They have guys that can make difficult shots, but we don't want to give them the open ones, limit them on the offensive glass, and then impose our will offensively.
Coach, as always, thanks for joining us. Best of luck tonight. Let's get a win, and we'll talk to you before Michigan Tech on Saturday.
Thanks, Kevin.
Head Coach Brian Smothers with the Locker Room Report. Stay tuned. Opening tip-off coming up from Marquette, Wayne State, and Northern Michigan right here on the Wayne State Warrior Basketball Radio Network.
Uniprop is proud to sponsor the fine athletes that participate at Wayne State University. Wayne State is the heart of Detroit, and the young student-athletes that represent the university and the city are a great example of dedication to living a healthy, productive life. Uniprop has been based in southeastern Michigan for 40 years, investing in private equity and real estate to support the area and its residents, and the support for Wayne State is just an extension of that.
The Patriot, FM 101.5, AM 1400, WDTK, Detroit. The Salem Media Group, on the NASDAQ as SALM.
This is a great day for Henry Ford Sports Medicine. As the official team physicians for the Detroit Pistons and care provider for the Detroit Lions, today we welcome another athlete whom we proudly care for, Lisa.
How is your injury?
It turned out to be just a twisted knee.
When can you return to Zumba?
Maybe next week.
Lisa, one more question.
Henry Ford Sports Medicine, official team physicians for athletes like Lisa and you. Learn more at henryford.com/sports.
Warrior Basketball plays on WDTK, Detroit. Warriors fans, it's time to take it down to the hardwood for today's tip-off.
Back here to Marquette. They're moving along quickly here. Let's go over our Metro Detroit Chevy dealer starting lineup. For Northern Michigan, we're not going to give you all the details. Max Weisbrod, Carson Smith, Sam Schultz, Brian Parzik, and Dylan Keel will start for Northern. All five players averaging at least 10 points a game. Now for Wayne State. At guard, they will start a 6'2" sophomore from Detroit, Tamario Adley. Adley, 11 points, 5 rebounds per game. Second guard spot for Wayne State, a 5'10" sophomore from Flint, Carmelo Harris. Carmelo, 15.3 points a game, leads the team. At one forward spot for Wayne State, a 6'5" junior from Detroit, Colin Golson Jr. Colin, 11.5 points, 6.5 rebounds per game. Another forward spot for Wayne State, a 6'5" senior from Detroit, the maestro, Ray Williams Jr. Ray, 11.7 points, 8.5 rebounds per game. And the big man in the middle for Wayne State, a 6'8" sophomore from Detroit, Matt Coffey. Coffey, 10.6 points, 7.4 rebounds per game. And that's your Metro Detroit Chevy dealers starting lineups. Dylan Keel, leading scorer for Northern Michigan, 16.7 points per game, shooting 54% from the field. They kind of slowed down after that quick start of introducing the starting lineup, so probably could have given you everybody for Northern Michigan and their stats, but everybody in their starting lineup, at least 11 points per game. I said 10, but it's at least 11. They have six players on this team averaging double figures on the year. Wayne State in their home, or excuse me, their road green jerseys with the gold and white trim. Northern Michigan, the home whites with the gold and green trim. Matt Coffey jumping it up against Dylan Keel at half court. Wayne State going left to right on your radio dial here in the first half. Tip controlled by Matt Coffey, and we're underway here in Marquette. Adley will run the offense for Wayne State. Northern Michigan starts out in a man-to-man defense. Ray Williams Jr. has it, holding the ball outside the arc, left side, up top to Adley. Adley dribbles right side, picks up his dribble, now to Golson. Opening possession for Wayne State, 15 to shoot. Here is Carmelo Harris. Melo has been hot the last few games from downtown. Carmelo, 7 to shoot to the free throw line. Step back jumper in the air, it's in the hoop. That's a good start for Wayne State. Carmelo makes it 2-0 Warriors. And now Northern Michigan with their first possession. Very good ball movement team. All their guys can shoot the basketball from downtown, even the bigs. Got hot at the end of last year, won the GLIAC tournament, and a game in the NCAA. Parzik dumps it down to Keel. Swing pass, wide open corner three by Carson Smith is good from the right corner. Carson Smith shooting 34% from downtown this year. It's 3-2 Wildcats. 1 minute in. Adley. Over to Carmelo left side. Here is Golson. Golson on the left block. It's cut off there. Threw it away. Stolen by Carson Smith. And Carson Smith going to go coast to coast. He has all five Northern Michigan points. And it's 5-2 Wildcats. 18:42 to go first half. It's one thing you can't let this Northern Michigan team do is get out in transition and score easy baskets. Here's Coffey on the left baseline. Coffey trying to back in Schultz. Coffey trying to muscle it in. He puts it up at the baby hook shot. Got it to go. Matt Coffey just muscled up Sam Schultz there. And it's 5-4. That's the difference in Matt Coffey's offensive game here in his sophomore year compared to his freshman year. He has the confidence to do that. Schultz has it the other way against Coffey. Up top to Weisbrod. Weisbrod's sister had a big game for the Northern Michigan women a little bit earlier in their win over Wayne State. He threw it away, stolen by the Maestro. Here comes Williams over to Adley. Adley into the front court. Adley dribbling down the paint, cut off by Schultz. Bounce pass to Coffey. Coffey double teaming the block, and Schultz comes from behind to knock it away. Second Wayne State turnover, 17:50 to go, first half. It's 5-4 Wildcats. Parzik up top to Keel, going to fire a three from the top of the key. And didn't even hit the net going through. How about that? Northern 2-for-2 from downtown. It's 8-4. That's what the Wildcats can do. They can knock in shots from the outside. Both threes they made just rippled right through the net with nothing to spare around the rim at all. Carmelo the other way for three. In and out, no good. From the top of the key, rebound by Schultz. Here come the Wildcats. Parzik into the front court. And the ball knocked away by Adley out of bounds. Stops the clock with 17:16 to go in the opening half. In Northern Michigan averaging 84.9 points a game. Shooting 47.6% from the field. Hard to believe only 31.6 from downtown as a team. Assume that'll go up as the season goes on. Here's Parzik holding it top of the key, 15 to shoot. It's it down to Keel, now to Schultz. Schultz along the baseline, left side, working on Coffey. Swings it over to Weisbrod. Weisbrod with six to shoot, cut off there, out to Parzik, going to fire a three from the left wing, and he knocks it in. So that's 3-for-3 for Northern Michigan for downtown. And it's 11-4 Wildcats, 16:46 to go in the opening half. Well, they'll have to miss eventually, you would think, but 4-for-4 from the field, 3-for-3 for downtown. And we got an offensive foul coming up called against Matt Coffey for pushing off down low. Dylan Keel. Maybe got a little too aggressive right there, bodying up Keel. And Coffey picks up his first. First foul whistled in the game on either team. Comes with 16:35 to go in the opening half. Weisbrod, left side, up top now to Parzik. Parzik to Weisbrod, driving in, left side cut off there to Schultz underneath. And Schultz missed the shot, got his own rebound. Ball still loose. Still loose on the floor. We got a jump ball now coming up. And the possession arrow will favor Northern Michigan. 10 to shoot for the Wildcats. Good aggressive move by Tamara Adley getting on the floor there to tie up Schultz. Here is Kareem Aborishet checking in for Wayne State. 6'10" sophomore from West Bloomfield. Was out the last couple games. Nice to see him back here tonight. And Matt Coffey gets a breather. Weisbrod inbound right in front of the Wayne State bench, right in front of us over here. Here's Carson Smith. Up top to Weisbrod. He short arms a three from the top of the key, but Schultz grabs the rebound. Kicks it back out to Weisbrod. Not a Smith. Carson Smith cut off along the baseline. Dribbled the ball off his foot out of bounds. And it will be Wayne State basketball with 16:01 to go in the first half. Warriors 2-for-3 from the field. Northern Michigan 4-of-5. Including 3-for-3 from downtown. Adley will run the offense for the Warriors. Gets it over to Carmelo. Pump fakes the three. Now he'll fire from the left side. That's short. Rebound tipped by Golson out of bounds. It'll be Northern Michigan basketball when we come back. 15:44 to go first half. Quick start for the Wildcats from downtown. They lead 11-4. You're listening to Wayne State basketball on WDTK, the Patriot.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have 2 branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
Now, back to the Upper Peninsula and the campus of Northern Michigan University for more Warrior basketball.
15:44 to go, first half, 11-4 Wildcats. We teased in the open about the venue for the game tonight. Well, the Wildcats have usually played their home games inside the Berry Event Center, which is right down the hallway here from the PEIF Gymnasium. Also doubles as the hockey rink here in Northern Michigan. Well, somebody didn't put the auxiliary court away properly over the summer, and the moisture from the ice warped the court, so they can't play on the court until they get a new one to come in, which won't be until they think the week after Christmas. So that's why we're playing in this small gymnasium tonight. That's packing in standing room only crowd. Seats about maybe 300. Here's a 3 off the inbound by Northern Michigan. Carson Smith, no good. Rebound is loose, picked up by Adley. Here come the Warriors the other way. Adley to Carmelo. Carmelo going to drive left side all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Would have been a goaltend anyway. And Carmelo has 4. It's 11-6. As the Warriors have cut the lead down to 5. There is Sam Privett who just checked in. Now Parzik over to Riley Brooks, who's also into the game for Northern. We'll give you their stats here in a moment. Brooks going to fire a 3. That's not even close. And the rebound underneath again by Northern Michigan and Keel. Shot was blocked from behind by Aburashed, and the Warriors get it back. Northern's starting to crash the offensive glass the last couple times down. Adley open 3 the other way. Nobody picked him up. That was way off. Rebound is loose, and it's going to be picked up by Northern Michigan. Good hustle there by Parzik. Parzik comes away with it into the front court with the dribble. Might have carried it. Fires a 3 from straight away and knocks it down. Nothing but net. He's only shooting 23% for the year from downtown. I don't know how that's possible. He's 2-for-2 tonight. 14-6 Wildcats. Boris shed at the right elbow. Hand off to Ray Williams. Williams shaking and baking with the dribble. Right side. He'll step back from 12 feet. Tough shot. Got it to go. The maestro right there. Somehow got that one to go down, fading away. 14-8, 6-point game, 14 minutes to go, first half. That was a tough shot. Parzik, top of the key, working against Ray. Picks up his dribble. Over to Jackson Dudek, who checked in. Now to Parzik. Now to Privett, fires a 3, no good. I think Wayne State will take that all day. Privett only 20% from downtown this year. Rebound pulled down by Williams. He's got it up top the other way for the Warriors. Down by 6 with the ball. Harris will direct traffic. 13-29 and counting to go. First half, 14-8 Wildcats. Carmelo still has the dribble. 12 to shoot. Carmelo now to the free throw line. Over to Adley. Adley driving in. Losing that speed. Oh, and he threw it down with the right hand. Oh, my goodness. Tamario Adley got up in front of 2 Northern Michigan defenders and threw down a tomahawk dunk. Oh, my goodness. And they stopped the clock because he dunked it down so hard at the net. It flew above the rim. Oh, man. Tamario Adley showing his athleticism right there, 14-10. The entire Wayne State bench got up on that one. It's one of the best dunks you'll ever see, folks. Here's Dudek. Man, oh, man, I'm still laughing about that. Parzik, 13 minutes to go. Deep 3, straight on, rimmed out finally. Rebound, Kamen Lennox. Here come the Warriors the other way with numbers. Carmelo going to fire a deep 3. Count it. Bingo time for Carmelo Harris. He's got 7. And it's a 1-point game, 14-13. Man, oh, man. That was a deep 3 by Carmelo. Shot that one from the banks of Lake Superior outside. Here is Parzik penetrating in. Gets it off to Dudek. Driving in. Put it up. Nobody got fouled. And Jackson Dudek going to shoot 2 free throws. They call the foul, and I believe it was on Kamen Lennox. And it was on Kamen. Dudek at the free throw line. 3 for 3 on the year, and now 3 for 4. Sam Schultz, Carson Smith, and Max Weisbrot checking back in for Northern. They'll use about a 9-10 player rotation usually. They have 13 guys who have played this year in one of the 10 games, but mainly a 9-10 man rotation. Unless the game gets out of hand either way. I don't suspect that'll happen tonight. Second free throw by Jackson Dudick is also no good. Missed them both. Rebound by Ray Williams. Warriors with a chance to take the lead with a bucket here. Wayne State currently on a 7-0 run. Northern Michigan has not scored in the last 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Ray Williams, one-on-one left baseline. Now a double team. Now he'll fade away from 15 in and out. No good. Looked good off his hand. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound by Schultz. Weisbrot cut off at the top of the key by Lennox, and he'll dribble back near half court. The big Wildcat logo out there. Schultz pushed out by a Borshed near the elbow right side. Schultz still looking, now will dribble. He'll drive in right side, puts it up over a Kareem Abourishet, gets it to go. Sam Schultz shooting 55% this year. 16-13, Wildcats by 3. Top of the key, Kareem Abourishet the other way. Here's Adley. Adley directing traffic over to Carmelo Harris, down to Kareem. Kareem, nice spin move along the baseline, ball knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with Wayne State, 13 to shoot when we come back. 11:33 to go, first half. Good one brewing here in Marquette. Wildcats 16, Warriors 13. You're listening to Wayne State Basketball on AM 1400 FM 101.5, The Patriot.
Are you ready? Ready to find the right care that works for you? Care that connects you to what you need anytime, anywhere, and fits best with your lifestyle? Whether it's in person or in your pajamas, online or over the phone, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan connects you to the care you need when you need it most. With the largest network of doctors and hospitals, an easy-to-use mobile app, and a 24-hour nurse line. Because we're always ready to help. Learn more about Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan at bcbsm.com.
Follow the bouncing ball with the Warriors on the Patriot.
16-13 Northern Michigan as we come back. Brian Bolesky tickling the ivories back in the studio. The best in the business, doing a great job as always, back 7 hours away in Detroit. We'll be up in Houghton on Saturday. Next broadcast on the network, 3 p.m. tip. Everything is always on time at Michigan Tech, so we'll be confident when we say 3 p.m. tip. Coming up on Saturday, Wayne State and Michigan Tech. This is game two of a 5-game road trip for Wayne State here tonight. Be the Road Warriors the next few weeks. Allen inbound, down by 3 off the timeout. Hutch Ward has checked in for Wayne State for the first time. Hutch averaging 3.2 points a game. Golson has it on the block, one-on-one, puts up a baby hook, and got it to go right over Schultz. First bucket for Golson, 16-15 Wildcats by 1. 11:20 to go, first half. Weisbrot the other way. Over to Schultz underneath the basket, working on Golson. Might have walked, got away with it. Or 3 seconds possibly. They're going to say he stepped on the baseline. Either way, it's a turnover. 11-11 to go. Wayne State another chance to take their first lead of the ballgame. Since they led 2-0. I forgot they scored the first basket of the game. Jordan Briggs has checked in for Wayne State as well. Briggs averaging 7 points a game. Here's Hutch Ward up top with it, 15 to shoot. Hutch over to Briggs. Briggs driving in. Tough shot, fading away from 10 feet away. The paint got it to go. And the Warriors have come all the way back to take a 1-point lead, 17-16. Here is Schultz at the elbow. Spin move on Golson. Bounce pass to a wide open Carson Smith, who missed the layup. Rebound by Golson. Don't see Carson Smith miss too many that low. Uncontested. Lennox down to Golson on the left baseline. Golson falls down. And it's going to be taken away by Riley Brooks. He's got the dribble into the front court. Over to Weisbrot. Over to Schultz. Ball knocked away out of bounds. Good defense by Lennox. Yeah, Schultz, nice feed from Weisbrot. Would have had an open layup, but Lennox came over to knock it out of bounds. 22 to shoot for Northern. 10:08 to go. First half, 17-16 Wayne State. And for their fifth win in a row tonight. Carson Smith up top with it off the inbounds. Over to Brooks. Brooks between the circles out to Weisbrod. 12 to shoot. Weisbrod steps into a three. No good. Missed it. Short rebound. Hutchmore. Good defense in the perimeter that time by Adley. Lennox into the front court for Wayne State with the dribble. Under 10 minutes to go in the half. Warriors trying to build on this one-point lead. Golson swings it over to Adley. Adley left side looking to drive. Adley got fouled going up, and he'll shoot two. There were two officials looking right at that didn't call it. That was an obvious foul, and Tamario Adley will shoot two free throws with 9:38 to go in the first half. Tamario Adley, 60% this year from the free throw line. And just a reminder, for every made free throw Wayne State puts through the bucket this year, the Michigan Dairy Farmers will donate a gallon of milk to the W Food Pantry as Adley makes the first free throw. That's another gallon of milk donated to the W Food Pantry. Great promotion back again this year from the Michigan Dairy Farmers. I know Brian Bolesky back in the studio is clanking together a couple glasses of chocolate milk as we speak. Adley's second free throw is good. He's got four, and it's 19-16. Adley will check out as Carmelo Harris checks back in. It's Golson, Ward, Harris, Lennox, and Briggs for Wayne State. Almost a steal by Golson near half court. Northern Michigan has gone scoreless the last 3 minutes. It's definitely slowed down since the quick start. Smith, give and go to Schultz. Over to Weisbrod. Open three right side is no good. Rebound fought for. Going to be pulled down by Colin Golson. Here come the Warriors the other way, up by three. Briggs driving in. Great step through. Got the shot blocked from behind by Dudek. Nice job by Jackson Dudek to come in and prevent an easy two. Matt Coffey back in for Wayne State. Golson will check out. And a line change of subs for Northern Michigan as they bring back Privet. Dylan Keel back out there as well. Weisbrod stays out there along with Carson Smith. And Parzik. Hutch Ward up top now to Carmelo, 18 to shoot. Now to Coffey. Coffey at the elbow. He'll back in out of the block left side. Coffey. Double team. Coffey put it up. No good. Rebound is tipped and pulled down by Parzik. Tough double team that time on Coffey. Worked, had to work to get a shot off. Weisbrod driving in. Floats one in from 10 feet. No good. Rebound by Briggs. Northern Michigan's gone cold. Coming up on 4 minutes since Northern Michigan scored. Hutch Ward up top now to Briggs. He'll slow things down. 8:33 and counting remaining first half. Wayne State up 19-16. Briggs has it on the wing right side. Back to Carmelo, 10 to shoot. Harris driving in all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Carmelo, nice strong move. He's got nine. 21-16, Warriors by five. And I'll tell you what. Talk about defense. The Warrior defense has been suffocating these last 4 minutes. As we have now 8 minutes to go. Here's Weisbrod. Sends it cross court. Fadeaway shot by Keel. Got it to go. Man, oh man, that was a tough shot to break that 4 minute and 16 second scoring drought. 21-18, 7:46 to go. Well, you'll live with that if you're Wayne State, if he's going to make those shots all day. Here's Harris, 15 to shoot, driving in left side, kicks it out to Kamen Lennox. And we got a blocking foul coming up on Parzik, who might want to take a deep breath and walk away. Referee was about ready to tee him up. Timeout on the court, Wayne State ball, and we come back. 7:35 to go in the opening half. It's the Warriors 21, it's the Wildcats 18. You're listening to Warriors Basketball.
This is a great day for Henry Ford Sports Medicine. As the official team physicians for the Detroit Pistons and care provider for the Detroit Lions, today we welcome another athlete whom we proudly care for, Lisa.
How is your injury?
It turned out to be just a twisted knee.
When can you return to Zumba?
Maybe next week.
Lisa, one more question.
Henry Ford Sports Medicine, official team physicians for athletes like Lisa and you. Learn more at henryford.com/sports.
You're listening to Wayne State University Basketball.
Having some fun here tonight so far. Marquette 21-18, Wayne State by three. 7:35 to go, first half. Great start for the Warriors against the second pick preseason-wise. They finished 1 point in the preseason pool behind Ferris State. I still think, maybe showing my anti-Ferris State bias a little bit, but Northern Michigan, with what they returned from last year, probably should have been the preseason pick after winning the tournament last year. But we'll see what happens. This Warrior team has played well for the first 13 minutes or so in this one. See if they can keep it up. Briggs, Coffey, Harris, Ward, and Williams out there for Wayne State. As Harris has it, left corner off the inbounds, up top to Hutch Ward. Hutch over to Williams. Ray has it right side. Between the legs, dribble. He'll dribble now baseline right side. Now going one-on-one to the block, fading away. That's a tough shot, no good. Rebound tipped and pulled down by Dylan Keel. What a tough one from Ray. Couldn't get that one to go. Here's Keel. Over to Parzik. Parzik, the lefty, driving on Hutch Ward into the paint. Puts it up and got it to go. Crafty move by Brian Parzik, averaging 11.4 points a game. He's got eight. It's a one-point Warrior lead, 21-20. 7 minutes to go, first half. Carmelo, deep three, left side. Book it. Carmelo Harris has 12 points already. He's got half of Wayne State's points. 24-20 Warriors by four. Tell you what, Carmelo Harris has been on fire the last couple weeks. Weisbrot with the dribble up top, 15 to shoot over to Parzik. Parzik working on the maestro. Into the paint, Parzik puts it up over Coffey, and they're going to get Matt Coffey for his second foul, I believe. That'll be the call. The third team foul whistled against Wayne State, but two of them on Matt Coffey. 6:30 remaining in the half, and Aborishek going to check back in for Coffey. Golson at the scores table as well to check in after this first free throw by Brian Parzik, 71% on the year from the charity stripe. And the first one is in the air, and it's in the hoop. Golson going to check in for Hutch Ward. And again, Coffey out with two fouls. Only five total fouls whistled in the game so far. We like that. Keep this one moving. Parzik looking for his 10th point already with his second free throw. The lefty steadies, fires, and got it. Two-point Warrior lead, 24-22. Here's Briggs out to Golson. Golson into the paint, double team, tough shot, put it up, airballed it, rebound by Privet. Parzik off a screen, driving baseline left side, finds Privet, puts it up over a Borshed, we got the roll. First two for Privet, we're tied at 24. 6 minutes to go. Harris, open three, right side this time, no good, slides off the rim, rebound by Parzik. He was open and he's been hot. Parzik stops, hands it off to Brooks. Brooks over to Carson Smith. Smith over a Borishet. Tough shot, missed it. Rebound by Ray Williams. Third rebound for Ray. I forgot to mention, Ray got named GLIAC Defensive Player of the Week last week for the second straight time. So shout out to Ray Williams getting some big-time honors early this season. Harris out to Ray. Ray to the elbow, left side, jump shot in the air, and he goes back to being the mid-range maestro right there as he knocks that one in from 15 at the right, or left elbow, I should say. 26-24, 5-10 to go in the half. Ray has four, and the Warriors lead by two. Remember last year, Wayne State jumped out to a 17-point lead down the hall at the Berry Event Center here at Northern. I believe it was 31-14 at one point before Northern came back and won by seven in the second half. We got a foul inside coming up on a Borished. Is Sam Privet going to shoot two? First foul on Kareem. And Sam Privet, who is 4-for-7 on the year from the free throw line, will shoot two. 4:51 to go in the half, 26-24 Wayne State. And Privet's first free throw is good. Adley back in for Wayne State. Briggs will check out. So it's the starting five minus Coffey and insert a Borishet out there right now for the green and gold. Privet makes both free throws to tie the game at 26. And that scoreboard's been slow so far today, putting up points on both sides. But we have it figured out right here. Warriors coming the other way now. Here's Williams. On the left side, picks it up over to Golson. Golson now to Carmelo Harris. 15 to shoot. Harris has it right side, lobs it down to Golson, right baseline. Golson, jump stop in the paint, puts it up. They're not going to count it. They're going to wave it off. They're going to say the foul was on the floor. And that's going against Riley Brooks, his first team third. Stops the clock with 4:31 to go in the half. And Adley inbound right side under the basket. Floats it into Golson. Golson hand off to Harris. Harris lobs it to Abourished, wide open right side, lays it up and in. Great two-man game right there. Harris to Kareem Abourished. Warriors back up by two, 28-26, 4:15 to go, first half. Here's Schultz, who's back in there. Has it left wing out to a wide open Brooks for three. Book it. Riley Brooks, one of the best three-point shooters on this team, off the bench, 48% of the year. Wildcats lead by one, 29-28, 4 minutes to go in the half. Can't leave him open. Adley, over to Williams. Williams at the free throw line, driving in, spin move, fadeaway, eight-footer, book it for Ray Williams. He's got six. And Brian Smothers calls timeout. It'll be immediate timeout, 3:45 to go in the half. Great one brewing here. We've mentioned that a few times already here in Marquette. Wayne State 30, Northern Michigan 29. Stay tuned, more to come. You're listening to Warriors Basketball on WDTK, The Patriot.
I am so honored to lead this outstanding institution that's been so transformative for the people and communities we serve. Wayne State is truly a university of opportunity.
Dr. Kimberly Andrews Espy, president of Wayne State University.
Wayne State is a place where dreams are realized, taking students to a different place than where they started. Where knowledge, determination, and inspiration lead to new discoveries, which together better our lives and advance our state. Come join the nearly 24,000 students who are tomorrow's leaders and proud to be Warrior Strong.
Warrior Basketball plays on WDTK, Detroit.
.45 to go first half. Well, we told you in the open coming in, Wayne State has shot the ball right at 50% all year. Today, 13 of 22 for the Warriors so far, 59.1%. Northern Michigan, not too bad either, 10 of 22, 45.5%. But I'll tell you what, Wayne State continues to shoot the ball well at a very high clip, and they lead by one here on the road against a very good Northern Michigan team. See if they can close out this first half strong. Wildcat basketball after the timeout by Coach Smothers. Here is Parzik. Starts the offense over to Weisbrot. Weisbrot back out there, top of the key with it. Over to Keel. Now to Parzik. Parzik at the free throw line. Back to Schultz. Right elbow. 13 to shoot. Schultz spinning in on Abourished. Back out to Weisbrot. Weisbrot with eight to shoot. Driving baseline. Ball tipped. Got out to Parzik. Three-pointer in the air is good. Man, oh man, he can't miss today. Parzik. 3 for 4 for downtown, 4 of 5 from the field, 32-30, Wildcats by two. Northern Michigan, 5 of 12 from behind the arc. Carmelo step back three the other way. Bingo time again, Carmelo Harris, his third three of the half. He has 15, and just like that, Wayne State back up by one, 33-32. Here is Weisbrot. Now Parzik with 14 to shoot. Down to Schultz working on Abourished. Schultz, spin move in the paint. Schultz using that off arm to push off, put it up and in. That's tough to stop when you're able to extend that arm and push off down there underneath the basket. 2:25 to go, 34-33, Wildcats by one. There's Golson all alone, going up for a left-handed tomahawk dunk. That's the second. Dunk of the half for Wayne State. Golson gives Wayne State a one-point lead. Back and forth we go. 2:10 to go in the half, 35-34. There is Schultz. Hand off to Keel. He'll fire a three left side. He'll ring it up. Man, oh, man. Northern Michigan's made 7 threes in this first half. 7 of 14 now from downtown, 37-35. Wildcats by two. Adley out to Williams. Williams driving into the basket. Put it up, no. Ball tipped and pulled down by Parzik. Here come the Wildcats the other way. Parzik trying to drive on Adley. Gets it off to Schultz. Schultz, left block. Gets pushed back outside by Golson. Schultz, skip passes, knocked out of bounds off that side wall over there by Aburashed. The concrete side wall is only about, what do you say, a foot and a half from the sideline over there? Not a lot of room on that sideline to operate. Here's Carson Smith off the inbounds. He'll throw it down to Keel. Keel puts it up and in on the right block, and Northern Michigan has a four-point lead, their biggest lead in quite some time. Keel has 10, 39-35, 1:10 to go in the half. Here's Carmelo, thought about a really deep three, now drives the free throw line, dribbles it back out. Minute to go, first half, four-point Wildcat lead. Here's Golson. Along the baseline, right side, he'll fire a jump shot, booked that from 15 feet. Golson with six, 39-34. There's about a 22-second differential between the shot clock and game clock here. Although they're not going to worry, though, as Carson Smith just takes it high octane down that right side, lays it up and in, and Northern Michigan and head coach Matt Mackerzak calls timeout. We'll keep it right here, 41.4 seconds to go. Make sure you stay tuned at halftime. We'll have our updated statistics for you, leading scorers. We'll have my halftime interview with head softball coach Nicole Tynes, and we'll have our first GLIAC scoreboard update of the year as well. It's coming up at halftime right here on the Wayne State Warrior Radio Network. Warriors down four with the ball. They have the possession arrow in their favor as well. Be tough to go 2-for-1 here with only 41.4 seconds, so we'll see how they choose to attack this. Well, Northern Michigan kind of right on their pace to where they're at all year, 84.9 points a game with 41 here with 41.4 to go in the first half. Northern Michigan has caught fire lately. We mentioned a couple timeouts ago they were shooting 45% from the field, now 55.6. And Coach Smothers wants Tamaro Adley to dribble near half court, kill some clock here, 15 to shoot. Got about a 9-second differential, shot clock, game clock. Here's Adley. 7 seconds to shoot. Adley crossing over. Adley into the paint. Adley cut off. Puts up a tough shot. Spins out. No. Golson grabs the rebound, though, for Wayne State. And then lost out of bounds. He was being tripped by Weisbrod. Weisbrod was kind of on the floor. No call there. A lot of fouls to give for both teams here the last 9.1 seconds. Kamen Lennox back in for Aburashed. Warriors need to stop here to only face a four-point deficit at halftime. Carson Smith full length of the court to go here for Northern. Gets it into Parzik. Parzik, 6 seconds to go. Parzik, 3 seconds to go. Deep three from 35 feet away is short. Rebound back up by Privet, no good. And the halftime buzzer sounds, and the halftime score will be Northern Michigan 41, Wayne State 37. Exciting first half. Wayne State led by as many as five. Northern Michigan led by as many as eight. It's been tight throughout. We'll step aside, take a break. Halftime show coming up after this. Wayne State down four at halftime. You're listening to Warriors Basketball.
Hey, Warrior fans. We've got a great basketball ticket deal for you. Starting at just $35, we have a premium GLIAC package featuring 8 Wayne State basketball games, including 4 league doubleheaders inside the WSU Fieldhouse. Those 4 women's and men's doubleheaders will be on Saturday, January 6th, against Parkside at 1 p.m., Saturday, January 20th versus Saginaw Valley State at 1 p.m., Thursday, January 25th against Ferris State at 5:30 p.m., and Thursday, February 8th versus Grand Valley State at 5:30 p.m. Again, that deal starts at $35 and can be found at wsuathletics.com/tickets. Go Warriors!
Welcome back, Warrior fans. The Halftime Show starts now.
Half and Marquette, 41-37. Exciting, entertaining first half. Wayne State down by four. Let's take a look at the numbers. Both teams blistering from the field in the first half. Wayne State 16-27, 59.3%, 3-7 from downtown, 42.9, and 2-2 from the free throw line. Northern Michigan 15-29 from the field, 51.7%, 7-15 from downtown. That's been the difference in the game. They've outscored Wayne State by 12 points. Behind the arc, 46.7%, 4-6 from the free throw line. Northern has out-rebounded Wayne State 12-10. Not a lot of rebounds to be had by either team in this first half. For Northern, Parzik leads the way with 13 points. Dylan Keel has 10. Carson Smith with 7. Riley Brooks with 3. Sam Privett with 4. And Sam Schultz with 4. For a total of 41, Max Weisbrod and Jackson Dudick played but did not score in that first half. For Wayne State, Carmelo Harris leads the way with 15. 6 points for Kellen Golson, 6 points for Ray Williams, 2 points for Matt Coffey, 4 for Tamario Adley, 2 apiece for Jordan Briggs and Kareem Aburashed. Caban Lennox, Hutch Ward played in the first half but did not score. Around the league right now, we're the only game going on at the moment. A couple later starts tonight. Lake State at Parkside, 8:30 p.m. tip there. Just underway in Hammond, Ferris State, the league favorite, according to the coach's preseason poll, at Purdue Northwest. And Saginaw Valley at Michigan Tech was supposed to start at 7:30, but for some reason the game has not started yet, but we'll keep you up to date on that one. Those are the other GLIAC games going on this evening. We'll step aside, take a break. When we come back, we'll have my interview with Nicole Tynes, the head softball coach here at Wayne State. It's coming up after this. You're listening to Wayne State Basketball.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have 2 branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
The Halftime Show continues next.
Attention all Warrior fans. The Wayne State women's basketball team will next be at home on Tuesday, December 19th against the University of Findlay, the two teams' first ever meeting inside the WSU Fieldhouse. Opening tip against the Oilers is set for 5:30 p.m. Then, the Wayne State men's basketball team's next home game will come 11 days later on Saturday, December 30th at 1 p.m. inside the Fieldhouse against Fanshawe College out of London, Ontario. The Warriors and Falcons will be facing off for WSU's Retro Night inside the Fieldhouse. Tickets for any and all WSU basketball games can be found at wsuathletics.com/tickets. Go Warriors!
All right, welcome back. We're at halftime here at Northern Michigan for Wayne State basketball. We are pleased to be joined this evening by head softball coach here at Wayne State, Nicole Tynes. First of all, Coach Tynes, thanks for joining us. I know you've been busy recruiting this time of year. How have things been going so far in this semester?
Yeah, it's been going really good. You know, can't believe it's already Christmas break coming up here next week with exams. So, but our girls have been doing a great job this fall and excited to see where we're headed.
Yeah, I know it is your off season, but definitely, as we talked before you came on, you had a recruiting visit, definitely still busy. Just talk about the recruiting process, especially during the off season right now, and what you've been up to.
Yeah, so, I mean, softball-wise, the world of softball is crazy busy. So our kids are still kind of playing. Summer ball is kind of rolling into the fall, deeper and deeper into the fall season, so kind of well into Thanksgiving here. So we've been fortunate that we've been able to kind of lock in our 24 class already coming in for next year. And we're already on to 25. So believe it or not. So I'm just trying to get the best early and, you know, working hard at trying to achieve that and achieve kids that are going to fit Wayne State in our program and where we're headed and want to go.
Yeah, the process never stops if you're already talking about 25. Let's go back before we talk about that recruiting class coming in this year to last year's season. I know it was maybe disappointing for you. Just talk about that season and what you learned from last year that you can improve on heading into this season.
Yeah, I think for us as a whole, looking at it as coaches, I think it was obviously every year is a learning year. But in comparison to our first year as a whole, it was an improvement. So that's what we're kind of trying to look at. When you look at record wise, it was a bit of an improvement. I think the building blocks that we're trying to put in place here is an improvement. Obviously, it was a disappointment that we did not make the tournament. But that's something now that we've put a fire under our behinds on trying to get back to here now. So I think our kids are really feisty and we've seen that this fall. which has been good.
It's almost the first of the year. We're a few weeks away from 2024. The season will be starting in late February, like it always does over there for that indoor tournament in Illinois. Talk about your upcoming season, maybe some of the recruits you have coming in, some of the newcomers that are going to be helping out Wayne State this spring.
Yeah, we have a really solid freshman class. The two whole sisters, Molly and Mia, are joining Maddie, their older sister. Again, we're kind of part of that Allen Park success when they won the state championship. So again, kind of building in and bringing in kids who know how to win. I think that's really important. Have a Canadian, Logan Foreman, coming in, who's really done a nice job for us this fall. And we've been pleasantly surprised with her versatility, also behind the plate, but also being able to kind of have a strong arm in the outfield and a little bit at second base. Surprised us with her offensive presence this fall. So we're excited about her. Also kind of have a dominant pitcher coming in, Sydney Long, with Grand Blanc, again, did really well in high school ball, has had that success on the mound. So we're looking for some depth with her to kind of come in and make an impact. She is battling an injury right now, but she's just the bulldog. So I think we're going to be all right with her coming back and working hard to get back in shape. We were fortunate enough to also to kind of bring in some depth with some transfers this summer. Kennedy Cole from Kent State, Madison Martinez from Central, and then we have a transfer outfielder from Oakland Community College, Lauren Fritz. So just kind of trying to bring that depth in with the incoming freshmen. So I think overall the seven kids we've brought in have really rounded out our team and have meshed really, really well and have fit in. And I think we're, you know, everyone wants to say the outlook is going to be successful, but I think we're just trying to take one day at a time. And our goal with our program is we've challenged our kids and they've come up with it is 1%, get better 1% in every aspect of whether it's softball, academics, or just as a person here at Wayne State. So one day at a time, and we're just trying to get better.
Absolutely. And it'll definitely be February before we know it. And that season will be getting underway. One quick question before we talk about your camps coming up. How cool was it to see your former coach and somebody you worked with for a long time, Gary Bryce, get inducted into the Hall of Fame a few months ago?
Yeah, it was amazing. Very long overdue for him. You know, obviously that was somewhere he was headed. And we knew right away when he left the coaching world. But just such a mentor, father figure, and overall friend, and so proud of him and really honored for me to say that we was able to play for him and be coached by him, but also kind of coaching style and molded by him as well. So it was just a really full circle, amazing moment to see him recognized because he deserves it all. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And let's talk about the camps coming up in January and February. The first one, a hitting and defensive camp. That's going to be on January 21st and January 28th. I can't believe I'm saying this, of 2024. Yeah. Why don't you talk about those two camps and what they entail and how you register online to attend?
Yeah, so this year we're actually going to try something a little different, trying to shake things up a little bit with how we're kind of maybe used to kind of doing our camps. But this year we're going to kind of adapt our hitting camp a little bit and also add a defense component. So I think that's important. We still really enjoy having the youth come in, the little ones. I still really love that teaching development piece. So we're going to kind of have that option for the first 2 hours with each Sunday in those first two camps, the hitting and defense camp. So want to provide some instruction on hitting, but then also wanted to kind of offer a defensive side of things as well. So we'll do a lot of skill work, a lot of development work, and then maybe transition into splitting our campers into infield and outfield to kind of give them that option on developing those skills. And then the second half of the day will be geared towards more prospect kids. We're seeing that a lot now, especially with their recruiting pieces. You know, kids want to kind of get out and showcase their skills. So we're going to have that second half of the day devoted more towards prospects. Still kind of the same setup. We want to try to introduce some different drills for those prospects to utilize and kind of take with them in their repertoire, but we're kind of sitting back a little bit more and going to be able to kind of set up some structure for offense and defense and let those prospects, that high school age kids, kind of show us what they got. So
The pitching and catching camp coming up on February 4th as well. So the week after the first 2 weeks, talk about how you register for these camps.
Yeah, so the registration is up online now. It's opened. We believe we opened it last Friday. So you can find that on WSUathletics.com under the camp section, and it should be posted there. And then just try to, it'll transfer you to the registration page on Jump Forward. And then obviously look for which day works best for you. If you want to do both, that'd be awesome and great. We'd love to have you both Sundays. But try to select which Sunday works best for you. And then obviously the hours within what we've geared it towards, whether that's the developmental, kind of that elementary age to middle school, and then the prospect for, you know, grade eight and then through your senior year in high school.
Well, Coach Tyante, thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us. Best of luck coming up with those camps and then in the spring, and go Warriors.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And go Warriors.
Absolutely. That's head coach Nicole Tyante from the softball team here at Wayne State. We're at halftime. Second half coming up after this from Marquette right here on the Wayne State Warrior Basketball Radio Network.
When it comes to business, Warriors mean business. Whether you're dreaming of making a profit, making a difference, or both, the lessons learned here can be applied anywhere. In the neighborhood, around the state, across the country, and in the far corners of the world. Through the Mike Ilitch School of Business, you'll learn theory and practice to prepare you for every idea, opportunity, and business model. At this incredible new facility in the District Detroit, business leaders teach classes, students become interns, and graduates get recruited as high-level talent. We're more than in the heart of the city. We're in the heart of the business community, with access to influential thinkers from the public and private sector. We have the tools, the technology, and the relationships that create opportunities for success. So if you're looking to create, innovate, or disrupt, we'll take that drive and make it stronger. To see how being Warrior Strong changes the way the world does business, visit wayne.edu.
For every free throw that the Warriors make this season, Michigan dairy farmers will donate 1 gallon of milk to the W Food Pantry.
The Wayne State Athletic Department is proud of our student-athlete success. This past fall semester, the student-athletes at Wayne State University continued to excel in the classroom as the department had 52 student-athletes with a perfect 4.0 term GPA, and 74% of student-athletes earned above the 3.0. Wayne State student-athletes have a cumulative GPA of 3.39. Additionally, over the last 15 years, Wayne State student-athletes have completed nearly 130,000 community service hours. Go Warriors!
We return courtside for the second half of today's Warriors game.
Back here to the PEIF Gymnasium here in Marquette campus of Northern Michigan University. Beautiful up here, especially this time of year. No snow yet on the ground. Still some fall color. And it's 41-37 Northern Michigan on top of Wayne State by four here at halftime. That game up in Houghton has started 26-22 Saginaw. 6.5 to go first half up there. That's where the Warriors will be Saturday afternoon, about 2 hours up the road in Houghton on the Kennesaw Peninsula. Tip-off time around 3 p.m. Although we always say they always start things on time at Michigan Tech. So we'll go with the 3 p.m. tip-off on Saturday. We'll have all the action for you right here on the Patriot. And then next weekend, the Warriors hit the road to the Quincy Invitational in Quincy, Illinois. Take on William Jewell next Saturday and then Quincy next Sunday before they take some time off for Christmas and back at it for Fanshawe College on December 30th before league play starts in earnest the first week of January. Warrior ball to start the second half. They'll go right to left on your radio dial. They'll start Ray Williams, Tamario Adley, Carmelo Harris, Matt Coffey, and Colin Golson. Northern going back to their original starting five as well. Max Weisbrod, Carson Smith, Sam Schultz, Brian Persick, and Dylan Keel. And here we go. It'll be Adley bringing it up for Wayne State. Down by four. Seesaw game in that first half, but Northern finished strong to end the half as the ball's knocked out of bounds by Carson Smith up against that side wall over there. He should have to chase the ball very far here. And it's Wayne State basketball. Interesting setup here. Good atmosphere, though. A lot of people. Here's Ray Williams. 15 to shoot. Has it left side outside the arc. Working on Smith. Dumps it down to Coffey. Makes a nice catch in the
on the paint. No good. Put it up on the right block. Ball stuck on the heel for a little bit, then fell out. And the rebound pulled down by Dylan Keel. So the Warriors come up empty on their first second-half possession. Weisbrod up top to Parzyk. He had a big first half. Three threes. Left side, Parzyk holding the ball up top to Weisbrod. 10 to shoot. Weisbrod 8 to shoot. Weisbrod dancing with Coffee. Drives in left side. Off the glass, no good. Rebound by Golson. So the Warriors going to stop to start the half on defense. Harris going to tee up a three left side. Off the heel, no. And the rebound by Schultz. That one was taken from about 30 feet away. Carmelo with 15 points in that first half. What a pass underneath to wide open Keel, who got fouled going up. Sam bounced that one into him from about half court. And Golson picks up the foul. That's his first, team first in the second half. And Dylan Keel, 78% at the line this year, will shoot two. He's got 10 points already tonight. 18:51 to go. Just looking for our first points in the second half from either team. And Keel puts it up and in. Very important here for Wayne State to hang in there these first 10 minutes or so of the second half and put some pressure on this Northern Michigan team late. Second free throw is also good. 43-37, six-point ball game. As Adley will slowly bring it up for the Warriors. Bounce pass to Golson at the elbow right side. Golson spin move. What a move. Up. Oh, he almost got that not go in. Got his own rebound, though. It was halfway down. Out to Harris at the free throw line. Out to Golson. He'll fire a three from straight on. That's no good. And the rebound by Sam Schultz. And that initial shot by Golson was halfway down and came out. He was wide open, too. Got to cash those in. Here's Parzyk. Cut off over to Keel. Goes pushed back outside of the arc by Golson. 15 to shoot to Schultz, top of the key. Back to Smith. Carson Smith into the paint. Out to Weisbrod. Weisbrod driving in. We got a foul on the floor coming up on Wayne State. And that's going against Ray Williams. That's his first, team's second. Stops the clock with 18:05 to go. 6-point Wildcat lead. Weisbrod off the inbounds. Dribbling, tab of the key, working on Golson. 13 to shoot. Weisbrod still has the dribble right side. Picks it up over to Keel. Keel on the right baseline. Working on Adley. Jump stop in the paint. Tough shot. Laces it. He's hit a couple of those tonight. Hand in his face. End of the shot clock. First 4 points in the second half. Go to the Wildcats. 45-37. Wayne State going back to the first half. Has gone 3 minutes now without scoring. Matt Coffey powers one up right side. Got the bounce up and in, and that breaks the scoring drought. Makes it a six-point game, 45-39. 4 points for Matt Coffey. Schultz at the elbow, right side with it. Over to Weisbrod, left side. Bounce pass to Keel. Makes a nice catch and then dunks it down with two hands in the paint. Dylan Keel with 6 points already here in the second half. He's got 16 overall. And it's 47-39, 17 minutes to go. Adley on the bounce, top of the key over to Ray. Williams right side, working on Schultz, driving in, tough shot, scoops it up, no good. Golson with the rebound on the backside. Triple team down there, puts it up, no good. A lot of contact, no call, and here come the Wildcats the other way. And that ball's going to be kicked out of bounds by Adley as Parzyk was trying to find Keel rotating to the basket yet again. And we have 16:36 to go. 6-2 Northern so far here in the second half. On the inbounds, Golson with a steal near half court. No numbers, though, for Golson. He'll back it up and let his teammates catch up over to Ray. Now to Carmelo. Harris going to drive left side. He'll shake and bake, fading away from 15 right side. No good. Matt Coffey going to be called for a push-off under the basket, and that's going to be his third foul. 16:22 to go. Rob Lee going to check in for the first time today for Wayne State. So the Warriors going to go small here with Lee coming in. Lee averaging 2.8 points per game. 6'3 freshman from Flint. high school teammate of Carmelo Harris. Slow start to the second half for Wayne State offensively. Only 2 points. We played almost 4 minutes. Here's Keel. Driving in for the top of the key. Into the paint. Up and under move over Lee is good. It's a 10-point game. And that's what Northern can do to you. Slowly start to pull away. They lead by 10. Jump shot the other way quickly by Hadley is good. Tomorrow Hadley took matters into his own hands right there. He has 6. And it's 49-41, 8-point game, 15:45 to go. Privet over to Dudek, who just checked in as well. Now to Brooks, off a screen for 3, no good. He rarely misses. Rob Lee grabs the rebound and got fouled by Privet as he had his feet taken out from under him. First foul on Privet, first foul on Northern here in the second half. Timeout on the court, 15:33 to go. Northern 49, Wayne State 41. You're listening to Warriors Basketball on WDTK, The Patriot.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have 2 branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
From the UP in the city of Marquette, you're listening to Warrior Basketball.
Eight-point game as we come back. 15:33 to go in the ball game here in Marquette. 49-41. I'm Kevin Breckmacher with the best in the business, Brian Bileski, back in our Detroit studios. Northern Michigan ball. Or check that Wayne State ball after the timeout as that foul went against Sam Privet. Warriors break the huddle with Lee, Golson, Adley, Williams, and Harris. Warriors trying to hang in there with one of the better teams, not just in the league, but in the region as well. And Adley now. Trying to drive in, went off his foot, out of bounds. Good defense by Dylan Keel to force the turnover. Only the 5th Wayne State turnover of the ballgame. They've done a pretty good job taking care of the basketball so far tonight. Weisbrot over the timeline, working on Adley. Now to Privet. Privet being hounded by Adley. Ball poked away. Back to Riley Brooks. 15 to shoot over to Weisbrot, right side. Weisbrot. Back to Dudek, driving on Golson, 5 to shoot. Dudek in trouble, has to just fling one up and almost got the roll. Ball bounced out. Rebound, though, by Northern. Out to Weisbrot up top, and we got a foul coming up on the floor. I believe that's going against Golson. Second foul on Golson, 14th foul on Wayne State. 14:52 to go in the half. Not a lot of fouls called in that first half, but a quicker whistle here in half number 2. On the inbounds, it goes right to Carmelo Harris. Here come the Warriors the other way. Harris still has the dribble, waiting for his teammates to catch up. They do. Here is Rob Lee, left side. Lee driving in. Nobody picked him up. Finger roll up and in. Well, somebody's got to guard Rob Lee. He makes it a 6-point game. It's 49-43, 14:30 to go. Weisbrot on the bounce, working against Ray Williams. Trying to find Brooks on a cut, he can't. Still in trouble, now finally finds Brooks. Now down to 12 to shoot. He'll fire a deep 3 and got it to go. Man, it was a bad shot, but Riley Brooks can shoot it. 52-43, 14:06 to go. Man, oh man. Hand in his face, fading away. Deep 3, got it to go. Rob Lee. In the paint, spin move, up and under, Rob Lee, back-to-back baskets. Instant offense off the bench, 52-45, 7-point game. Weisbrot forced out by Adley. Over to Brooks. And Harris right into Brooks this time. Brooks driving left baseline, cut off there, kicks it out to Keel. Keel deep 3 left side. Got it to go. I don't know, they're just hitting tough shots. There's not much you can do on that. 55-45. Rob Lee feeling it the other way, has it. He's going to drive in left side and got fouled. And Rob Lee's going to shoot too. And that foul going against Jackson Dudek. Well, Northern Michigan now 9 of 18 from behind the arc. They've outscored Wayne State by 18 points at the three-point line today. Rob Lee to the free throw line, 83% on the year. First free throw is good. He scored the last five Wayne State points. Parsing back in for Northern is Jackson Dudek will check out. 13:24 to go, 9-point game. Rob Lee can make it an 8-point lead here with the second free throw. And he does. Six straight points for Rob Lee, 55-47. See some full-court pressure here for Wayne State. Now they'll back off. Again, if you're Wayne State, just stay within striking distance here. See what can happen late. Trying to steal one on the road here tonight. Weisbrod starts the offense with 15 on the shot clock. Cut off by Adley. Throws it back way out near half court to Parzik. Parzik working on Carmelo. Over to Dylan Keel. Five to shoot. Keel working on Ray. Keel. Keel with two to shoot. Fade away from 15 as an air ball. And good defense that time by Wayne State to force the shot clock violation. That was great half court defense right there. They blow the whistle for the shot clock violation. Wayne State might have been able to run out right there, but that's what you got to do when the shot clock buzzer goes off and it's an air ball. Schultz back in for Northern. Chance for the Warriors here to cut into this 8-point lead. Adley almost traveled, got it off to Carmelo. Harris hand off to Rob Lee, who scored the last six Wayne State points. He's going to fire a three, and he got it to go. How about Rob Lee off the bench? Nine straight points for Rob Lee. 55-50. Just like that, it's a five-point game. 12 and a half to go. Man, oh, man. I have a feeling the next play that Wayne State runs on offense will be to Rob Lee. Schultz, then he got away with a push-off. Threw it out to Parzik. Parzik right side outside the arc. On the bounce to the free throw line. Over to Schultz, eight to shoot. Schultz working against Williams. Schultz, nice spin move on the baseline. Adley came over to block the shot. And they call a foul on Wayne State. Man, that looked clean to me. And that's going against Ray Williams, his second. I don't know about that. Adley came over to block the shot. They called the body, I guess, on Ray. But, man, oh, man. Get that call on Marquette. Here's Schultz, and he misses the first free throw. Well, the one thing Sam Schultz does not do well is shoot free throws, so it's not a bad foul. I don't think it was a foul, but if you commit a foul on a shooter, you want it to be Sam Schultz. Schultz with 4 points, trying to split the pair here. It's a five-point game, 55-50, 12:09 to go, and he missed them both. Well, it didn't matter. Rebound by Adley. Rob Lee driving in. No look pass to a Borchetta just checked in. Up top to Ray. Williams over to Kareem. Who can shoot the three? Hand off to Harris. Carmelo back to Kareem on the left block. Kareem looking it back in. Carson Smith goes to the hook shot. No good. Man, it looked good off his hand. A little too strong. Here come the Wildcats the other way. 55-50 Northern. 11:42 to go. Parzik into the paint. Cut off by Lee. He'll throw it out to Weisbrod. Weisbrod, not a Schultz. Schultz lost the ball. It's going to be not stolen away. Back to Weisbrod. Wayne State had a chance to grab it. They didn't. Here's Weisbrod. Over to Parzik. Open three. Too strong that time for the left wing. Rebound Adley. Here comes Tamario Adley the other way from Wayne State. Adley stopping and going up. Got a shot blocked. The Borchetta with the rebound. He got fouled from behind. And the Warriors might have caught a break right there because that looked pretty clean from behind. Off the second shot attempt by Aburashed. Adley initially exploded to the basket. His shot was blocked. Aburashed got the rebound and was blocked from behind. And it looked pretty clean to me, but we'll maybe make up for that last call down at the other end. Wayne State will shoot two free throws when we come back. 55-50, 11:13 to go in the ball game. Good one brewing here again from Marquette. I've said that three times now. You're listening to Warriors Basketball.
Are you ready? Ready to find the right care that works for you? Care that connects you to what you need anytime, anywhere, and fits best with your lifestyle. Whether it's in person or in your pajamas, online or over the phone,
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan connects you to the care you need when you need it most. With the largest network of doctors and hospitals, an easy-to-use mobile app, and a 24-hour nurse line. Because we're always ready to help. Learn more about Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan at bcbsm.com.
The Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, WDTK Detroit, where local news matters. A division of Salem Media Group, an Odyssey station. For every free throw that the Warriors make this season, Michigan dairy farmers will donate 1 gallon of milk to the W Food Pantry.
Free throws coming up for Wayne State as we come back 55-50. Warriors still over 50% from the field, 21 of 41. How about this? Wayne State shooting 51.2%. Northern Michigan shooting 51.3%. Doesn't get much closer than that. And Karima Burashed, who's 2 for 2 at the line this year, will shoot 2. Chance to make it a one-possession game here. Great little 4-minute spurt there from Rob Lee off the bench with 9 points. Burashed's free throw is nothing but net. Yeah, the big fella can shoot it. He showed the ability in a couple games this year, knocking in that 3. Second free throw. I jinxed it, missed it. And the rebound pulled down by Weisbrod. 55-51, 4-point game, 11:08 to go. Dylan Keel up top with it. Being hounded by Ray. Over to Carson Smith. Back to Schultz up top, 14 to shoot. Schultz spins in the paint. Stolen away by Williams. Good anticipation that time from Ray. Here comes Wayne State into the front court. Williams. Right corner, lobs it down to Kareem. Kareem right block. Baby hook shot is no good. Had good position down there, couldn't get it to go. Rebound by Parzik. Northern Michigan's turned it over 7 times today. Wayne State only 5. Parzik the other way, up and in, and got bumped. And he'll shoot 2, make it a 6-point game. And that foul's going against Adley. That'll be his first. Team 6, so the next one will put Northern Michigan at the line for the rest of the game. Borshed and Adley will check out as Coffey and Briggs check back in for Wayne State. So here's Parzik at the free throw line, 2 for 2 today. Parzik with 15 points. 21 for Keel, 15 for Parzik. Nobody else with more than 7 for Northern. Only one player for Wayne State in double figures. That's Carmelo. Parzik's free throw is good. And it's a 7-point game, 58-51. Warriors had a shot in the air to make it a 2-point game. And just like that, the lead's back to 7. Here's Carmelo, left side with it. Now he'll dribble up top. Now he'll think about a step back. 3 over to Briggs, right side. Now down to Coffey. Coffey triple team. Out to Briggs, open 3, right side is good. Jordan Briggs rings one up from downtown, 58-54. Back to a 4-point game. As we have 10 minutes to go here in Marquette, Warriors right in this thing. Weisbrod. Right side up top to Carson Smith, who knocks it a 3. But before the shot, we have a moving screen coming up on Northern. So wave off the 3. And give the ball back to Wayne State. That's on Privet, the big man, his second, team 4th. Warriors coming in, winners of 4 in a row. Looking to make it 5 here today. Surprised Northern has not gone zone once in this game. All man-to-man defense from that Briggs. Will go it off, throw it off to Lee. Has it along the left baseline. He'll step back for 2. From 18 feet away, no good. He checked time that time by Rob Lee. Rebound by Parzik. Parzik, fancy dribbling all the way down. Dumps it off to Privet. And what do we got here? We got a block coming up on Wayne State, I believe. They're going to call it on the pass, so it's going to be 1-1. First foul on Lee, 17 foul on Wayne State. So Parzik to the line to shoot 1-1. 9:23 to go, 58-54. See if we can get Parzik to miss one here. He He's 3 for 3 at the line, 71% on the season. And there's the miss. Ray at his percentage. Rebound by Ray Williams. Chance to make it a one-possession game with the bucket here for Wayne State. Lee has it near the half-court line. He'll dribble now top of the key over to Jordan Briggs. Lobs it down to Coffey. Coffey trying to back in Weisbrod. Double team down there. Well, Weisbrod had his hand up Coffey's shirt jersey there. It was up near his upper back for a while. Got the foul call there. Second on Weisbrod. 15 foul on the Wildcats. A lot of touchy-feely down there on Matt Coffey. Finally got called. Reset things here real quick. Both teams with 3 timeouts remaining. 5 team fouls for Northern, 7 for Wayne State. Hutch Ward coming back in for the Warriors. Rob Lee will check out. Good minutes from Rob Lee. Tamario Hadley back in as well. 58-54. Ray Williams gets a breather. Doesn't happen very often. Trying to keep him fresh for the stretch run. Media timeout coming up in less than a minute as well. Inbound to Coffey near the top of the key. Hand off to Carmelo. Thought about the three. Schultz is right there. Now he'll fire. Carmelo in and out. No good on the three. Rebound by Weisbrod. Wayne State now 5 of 12 from downtown. Weisbrod all the way down to the baseline right side. He'll throw it up top to Parzyk. Parzyk driving in left side. Off the window for two. That's a crafty move by Brian Parzyk. 18 now for him. It's 60-54, 6-point game, 8.5 to go. Adley directing traffic for the Warriors. Up top to Hutch. Now to Carmelo. Briggs off a screen. Top of the key. Three is no good off the back heel. Rebound by Weisbrod. Warriors have missed their last couple shots. They have gone 1:40 without scoring. Parzyk into the paint. Over Harris off the glass and good. Man, he thought he got fouled as well. 62-54. Back to an 8-point game. 7:55 to go. Man, he's a good player. Parzyk and Keel both. So tough. Both have over 20 here tonight. Briggs looking for some space. Bounce pass to Coffey. Coffey left block. Coffey going to work on Schultz. We got a foul coming up on Schultz. That'll bring us to our under 8 media timeout. 16 foul on Northern. Wayne State ball and we come back. Wildcats 62, Warriors 54. More to come in a moment. You're listening to Wayne State Basketball on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot.
Uniprop is proud to sponsor the fine athletes that participate at Wayne State University. Wayne State is the heart of Detroit, and the young student-athletes that represent the university and the city are a great example of dedication to living a healthy, productive life. Uniprop has been based in southeastern Michigan for 40 years, investing in private equity and real estate to support the area and its residents. And the support for Wayne State is just an extension of that.
From the UP in the city of Marquette, you're listening to Warrior Basketball.
Yeah! We are back here to Marquette, 7:40 to go. Wayne State ball down by 8. Warriors hanging in there. They've been outscored 21-17 here in the second half. They trailed by 4 at halftime. Carmelo Harris still leads the way for Wayne State with 15 points. All of those in the first half, though. He has not scored yet here in the second half. Nobody else in double figures. 21 for Dylan Keel. 20 for Brian Parzyk to lead the way for the Wildcats as their two main cogs have come up big tonight. All right, here we go. Adlett inbound left side under the basket for the Warriors. Need to hang in here. Going to make a run late as Coffey got fouled again, this time by Schultz, and that's going to be a 1-1 coming up for Matt Coffey. That's back-to-back fouls on Schultz. And now Coffey, who's 69% at the line this year, will shoot one and the bonus. Big free throws here for Wayne State. 7:38 to go. Coffey spins the ball. First free throw in the air. It's in the hoop. He'll get a second. That's going to raise his game even more if he can step up and consistently make free throws. How much he'll get fouled down there this year, being the main post guy, post presence for Wayne State. And he makes them both. Nice shot by Coffey. 6 points for him. And it's 62-56. 7.5 to go here at the PEIF Gymnasium in Marquette. Schultz tried to find Weisbrot on a backdoor play. Couldn't find him. Now to Carson Smith. Now up top to Parzik. 10 to shoot. Parzik working on Hutch Ward. Picks up his dribble in trouble. Almost threw it away. Somehow got it to Smith. His jump shot in the paint is in the air. No good. Rebound Matt Coffey. Good defensive stop from Wayne State. Here's Briggs into the front court with the dribble. Over to Adley. Adley hand off to Hutch Ward. Hutch thought about a three. Now put it on the deck. He'll drive. Up and in, but they're going to say he traveled. Turnover Wayne State, sixth of the ball game. Probably a good call right there as Hutch slid his foot a little bit. Like that aggressiveness, though, for the freshman. Let the Warriors turn it over. Maine's a six-point Wildcat lead, 6:48 to go. Parzik being hounded by Briggs. Over to a wide-open Keel for three, right side, missed it. Don't see that very often, that wide open. Here comes Alley the other way for Wayne State. Off to Briggs. Up top now to Carmelo. 6.5 to go. 62-56 Wildcats. Carmelo driving in over to Adley. Wide open three left corner is no good. Coffey grabs the rebound, though. He kicks it out to Briggs. Briggs will fire a three. Top of the key, no good. Rebound this time by Weisbrod. A couple good looks from Wayne State. Couldn't get him to go. Carson Smith going to drive baseline. Got fouled by Hutch Ward. He'll shoot 1-1 with 6:10 to go in the ballgame. First foul on Hutch. Ray Williams back in for Wayne State. Hutch Ward will check out. And Rob Lee, who had that good offensive spurt a few moments ago, will check in for Briggs. So here's Carson Smith. First time to the free throw line today. 74% on the year. Northern as a team only shoots 70.3%. That's their one. Going to pick on one thing they don't do well. It's shoot free throws. And Carson Smith knocks in the first one here. He'll get a second. Chance to push the lead back up to 8 with the second. And I'll have a little delay here as they wipe up some sweat off the court. We've been making fun of the gym here tonight, but good atmosphere for this game here. It's kind of a weird setting. All right, here's Carson Smith. Second free throw is also good. Makes them both. He has 7, 64-56. Now the Warriors need to find a way to put the ball through the bucket. Only 19 points so far here in the second half after 37 in the first half. Rob Lee back toward Harris. Threw it away. Stolen by Smith. Not a good pass that time from Rob Lee. Under 6 minutes now to go. Here's Weisbrod near half court. Over to Parzik. Skip pass back to Weisbrod. 15 to shoot Weisbrod. He threw it away as well. Tried to find Schultz rolling to the basket. Went off his hand out of bounds. It'll be Wayne State ball. Colin Golson back in for Matt Coffey. The Warriors going to go small here with Golson basically playing the five position. Adley brings it up for the Warriors. Down by 8. Wayne State has not scored in the last 2 minutes. Just those Coffey free throws. Harris just hasn't had any room to breathe here in the second half. Drives into the paint, puts it up and in. Well, got to create your own shot if you can't get any opening for a jumper. And Wayne State calls timeout. That'll be a full media timeout, 5:25 to go. 6-point game, Warriors hanging in there, 64-58. Wildcats over Wayne State. You're listening to Wayne State Basketball on WDTK, The Patriot.
Attention all Warrior fans. The Wayne State women's basketball team will next be at home on Tuesday, December 19th against the University of Findlay, the two teams' first ever meeting inside the WSU Fieldhouse. Opening tip against the Oilers is set for 5:30 p.m. Then, the Wayne State men's basketball team's next home game will come 11 days later on Saturday, December 30th at 1 p.m. inside the Fieldhouse against Fanshawe College out of London, Ontario. The Warriors and Falcons will be facing off for WSU's Retro Night inside the Fieldhouse.
Tickets for any and all WSU basketball games can be found at wsuathletics.com/tickets. Go Warriors!
The Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, WDTK Detroit, where local news matters. A division of Salem Media Group, an Odyssey station.
You're listening to Wayne State University Basketball. Now, back to Kevin Brackmacher.
Back here to Marquette, six-point game. Halftime score from Hammond. Ferris State leads Purdue Northwest, 42-37. Halftime score from Houghton, Michigan Tech 40, Saginaw Valley 36. Some close games around the league here today. And we have one here as well. All right, here we go. Keel over to Weisbrod, left side, trying to drive on Lee, cut off the baseline. In trouble, gets it to Schultz, the free throw line. Schultz off to Parzik. Parzik back to Schultz. Off his leg, out of bounds. It should be Wayne State basketball. It is. Back-to-back turnovers forced by the Warrior defense. Schultz couldn't hang on back-to-back times. So we've come to winning time here in Marquette. 5 minutes to go. Six-point ball game. Wayne State right where they want to be here. I guess you would prefer being up six than down six, but they're in this game. Adley looking to drive at the elbow. Left side, he backs the dribble back out. Now crosses over, still has the dribble. Into the paint, cut off there, out to Ray Williams. 10 to shoot. Ray into the paint. Out to Rob Lee. 5 to shoot. Lee fires one up, got fouled, and Rob Lee going to shoot two with 4:37 to go. Tell you what, Rob Lee coming off the bench here in the second half has created some big-time offense. Foul on Schultz, that's his third. Eighth team foul. So now Rob Lee to the line to shoot two. He's 2 for 2 today. Chance for Lee to go into double figures here as he puts the first free throw up and good. This one to make it a four-point game. And he does. Rob Lee with 11 all in the second half. 64-60. Parzik starts the offense for Northern. Gets it down to Keel. Keel working on Ray, left block. Keel, 15 to shoot. Turnaround shot in the paint is no good. Rebound out of bounds. Who's it going to go to? It's going to stay with Northern. That was a 50-50 ball right there. Golson and Schultz going after it. They're going to say it went off Golson. 4:18 to go. Four-point game here. Carson Smith grabs it on the inbound. He sizes up Carmelo up top to Weisbrod. Weisbrod back to Smith. Smith with 10 to shoot. Smith going into the paint. And we're going to have a blocking foul coming up on Rob Lee as Smith will shoot two free throws with a 4:05 to go. Second foul on Lee, 19 foul on Wayne State. So here's Carson Smith back to the free throw line, trying to creep toward his average of 11.5 points per game. As it currently sits with 7. Free throw by Smith is good. Sam Privet coming back in for Schultz. And Smith makes both free throws. 66-60. Wayne State starts the offense with Golson in the front court at the elbow. He'll back his defender into the block, kicks it back out to Adley. Adley driving in, ball poked away and stolen by the Wildcats. Dylan Keel into the front court over to Smith. Open three right side is short off the front iron. Rebound, though, by Keel. Fresh 20 here for Northern. Back-to-back offensive rebounds for Northern Michigan. And we got a foul coming up, I believe, on Carmelo Harris for trying to go around Sam Privet. And that's going to bring us to our under four media timeout. First foul on Harris, 10th foul on Wayne State. Timeout on the court, 3:41 to go. Wildcats 66, Warriors 60. You're listening to Warriors Basketball.
Fall is so exciting. Wayne State is filled with students, and the university is buzzing with activity.
Dr. Kimberly Andrews Espy, president of Wayne State University.
In a remarkable city like Detroit, on a beautiful campus like Wayne State's, anything and really everything is possible. To our students, we are so thrilled that you chose Wayne State for your academic journey to pursue your dreams for a bright future. You belong here and you will succeed.
Warrior basketball plays on WDTK Detroit.
Billy Ocean bringing us back from break. Always love it. Brian Molesky, the best in the business, doing a great job tickling the ivories today. Back in our studios, back in Detroit, as always. 66-60. Gotta get my voice back in shape after calling the women's game earlier tonight as well. I'm not used to these doubleheaders, Brian. Hopefully we'll rest that voice up and get ready to go on Saturday. Tough loss for the Warrior women tonight. 15-point loss to Northern Michigan. 81-66. I'll tell you what, Northern Michigan's women look pretty good. Wayne State women had won six in a row coming into that game tonight. They'll look to rebound at Michigan Tech on Saturday. You can hear all the action on Warrior All Access at 1 o'clock on Saturday from Houghton. Sam Privett makes this first free throw. He's 3 for 3 today at the line, 57% of the year coming into today. That percentage going way up. And he's nothing but net on the second one as well. Lead back to 8, 68-60. Northern Michigan's biggest lead of the game was at 55-45 at 10. Wayne State is led by as many as 5. A tight game throughout. Golson wasn't looking for the pass from Adley, but collected it anyway. Hand off to Ray. Williams thought about the 3. He'll look to drive. Now to the basket. Ray fading away from 7 feet. Falling down. Knocks it in. The Maestro has 8. 68-62. 3:20 remaining. Can't believe that one went in. Warriors need to stop now defensively. Here's Weisbrod. Out to Parsick. They're going to spread things out offensively here. Parsick driving in right side. Over Golson, got it to go. He's so crafty. 22 now for Parsick. 70-62 with 2:51 remaining. 8-point game. Rob Lee up top with it. Lee driving to the basket. Lee puts it up. Got a shot blocked. No call. Rebound by Privett. A lot of body contact there as well. We play on. Big stop there for Northern. Chance to make the lead double digits again if they can come up with a bucket. 2.5 to go. 70-62. Time running out right now on Wayne State. Parsick holding the ball near half court. Running down the shot clock. 9 to shoot. Parsick over to Privett. Privett driving in. Wild shot. No good. Not even close. Rebound by Adley. Here comes Ray into the front court. Williams driving to the basket, puts it up and in. Nice take by the Maestro. He's got 10. 70-64, 2:04 to go. Back to a 2-possession game. The Warriors need another stop. Weisbrod cut off by Golson, throws it back out to Parsick. 15 to shoot. Parsick left side outside the arc with it. Over to Keel, 8 to shoot now. Keel handoff to Weisbrod. Weisbrod with 5 to shoot, in trouble. Back to Keel, 2 to shoot. Keel has to fade away for 3. Almost got it to go as the shot clock was winding down. Rebound though to Ray. Here come the Warriors. Adley. Handoff to Carmelo. Fires a 3 left side. Bucket. Carmelo Harris makes it a 1-possession game. 70-67 with 1:20 remaining. Might have gotten fouled too. Now the Warriors need another stop defensively. It's a 1-possession game here, and Northern Michigan calls timeout. How about Carmelo Harris sticking that 3 to make it a 1-possession game? Both teams now with 2 timeouts remaining. Northern Michigan will have 24 to shoot. And again, we kept talking throughout the broadcast. This is what you want to happen if you're Wayne State. Just keep it close, heading down the wire, and see how Northern Michigan responds. The Wildcats have played in a lot of close games so far this year, and they're 5-5. I mean, they're a great team, don't get me wrong, and they played a very tough schedule. But they have shown the ability to lose close games this year, and that's what Wayne State's trying to do, come all the way back. They trailed by 8 points just a few moments ago, and Northern Michigan had the ball. Now the Warriors need to stop defensively, and then it's really game on. 20 points now for Carmelo Harris, who continues to show out offensively these last couple weeks. Ray now with 10. Rob Lee with 11 off the bench, the three Warriors in double figures. And it continues to be the Parzyk-Kiel show for Northern. 22 for Parzyk, 21 for Kiel. 11 points for Carson Smith. How about the efficiency, though? 8 of 11 from the field for Parzyk, 8 of 14 for Kiel. 8 of 14 for Carmelo as well. So very efficient offense. Both teams shooting exactly 49% from the field right now. Even Steven here. It's a three-point game. Warriors need to stop. 24 to shoot here for Northern after the timeout. Again, both teams have two timeouts remaining. Northern already in the double bonus. Wayne State will shoot one and one in the next foul, unless it's a shooting foul. Then the next one after that will be double bonus time for the Warriors. All right, Weisbrot trying to get it in. Does that Carson Smith right before the five count. Now Parzyk will control things. Parzyk off a screen, has it left side. 15 to shoot. As we have 1 minute to go here in Marquette. Carson Smith up top with it. Back to Parzyk. 7 to shoot. Parzyk being hounded by Rob Lee. Deep three in the air. It's no good. Rebound by Adley. And they're going to call a foul on Wayne State. Oh, my goodness, for Adley pushing off. And that's going to put Northern Michigan at the free throw line. That's a play on, in my opinion, right there. Wow. Man, oh, man. You just can't make that call with 50 seconds left in the game on a loose ball when both teams are going for the basketball. Man, oh, man. Well, you're on the road. I guess you got to expect that. But bad call now. Two free throws coming up for Dylan Kiel. Man, oh, man. All right, we'll see what Kiel can do. 21 points. First free throw is no good. No. Have it break out the line. The ball don't lie, but that one right there. 50.6 seconds left. See if Kiel can make it a two-possession game with the second free throw.
Blackout.
And the free throw is good. It's a two-possession game, 71-67. Warriors need to score. Don't need a three here. Just need to score quickly. Here's Harris. Over the timeline, slowly with the dribble now to Colin Golson. Back to Carmelo. Carmelo driving into the basket. Finger roll up and in. Wayne State calls timeout. 42.7 seconds left. 71-69. Wayne State down to one timeout remaining. Well, now you get in the situation here. What do you do? There's going to be about a 12-second differential between the shot clock and game clock. Do you play it out defensively and not foul, or do you foul to extend the game longer? We've stressed a few times throughout the broadcast that one of the things Northern Michigan doesn't do particularly well is shoot free throws. Again, coming into today, 70.3% from the line. They're right at that right now, 14 to 20, 70% for the game. That's a tough call. I don't know what they're going to decide to do here, but if you play defense and they score, it's almost game over. So we'll see. It's going to be about a 12-second differential, shot clock, game clock. One possession game, 71-69. If you're going to foul, see who they bring out here. It would be Sam Privet, although he's way out in the corner away from the ball right now. He is 4-for-4 today, but he's 57% on the year. All right, inbound to Parzyk. As of now, Wayne State not going to foul. Parzyk over the timeline. Yeah, it looks like the Warriors going to play it out here. Got a 12-second differential, shot clock, game clock. Weisbrot. Near half court, 15 on the shot clock. Weisbrot over to Smith. Now to Kiel, 8 to shoot. Kiel working on Ray. Left wing, 4 to shoot. Kiel, pump fake, puts it up and in. Oh, big shot right there. That's the danger if you don't foul. If they score, it's going to be tough. Adley to Carmelo, 6 seconds to go. Wayne State's got to get a shot off here. Carmelo for 3, it's going to be short. Rebounded by Rob Lee. They're going to call a push-off on Wayne State, and that'll do it. Man, oh, man. Stops the clock with 1 second to go. Big, big bucket from Dylan Kiel. And again, it's a tough 50-50 right there whether to foul or play it out. And if you score with no time on the shot clock like Northern did, it makes it tough. And then Wayne State took a while to get a shot up. So this will be Parzyk shooting 2 with 1 second to go. And the free throw is in the air, and it's in the hoop. No moral victories, of course, but this is a great effort tonight from Wayne State against a very good basketball team. Parzik makes them both. And it looks like the final margin is going to be 75-69, six-point game. As Rob Lee picks it up, buzzer sounds. And again, the final score. Northern Michigan 75, Wayne State 69. We'll step aside and take a break. Back with the postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Warriors Basketball.
Hey, Warrior fans. We've got a great basketball ticket deal for you. Starting at just $35, we have a premium GLIAC package featuring 8 Wayne State basketball games, including 4 league doubleheaders inside the WSU Fieldhouse. Those 4 women's and men's doubleheaders will be on Saturday, January 6th against Parkside at 1 p.m., Saturday, January 20th versus Saginaw Valley State at 1 p.m., Thursday, January 25th against Ferris State at 5:30 p.m., and Thursday, February 8th versus Grand Valley State at 5:30 p.m. Again, that deal starts at $35 and can be found at wsuathletics.com/tickets. Go Warriors!
The Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, WDTK Detroit, where local news matters. A division of Salem Media Group, an Odyssey station.
We're back here in Marquette, 75-69. I'm still taking a deep breath after the ending of that basketball game. Let me put my analyst hat on for just a second. I know that's not my role here as the play-by-play guy, but with no color analyst on the road, I kind of have to play both roles. But I'll tell you what, heck of a game from both teams. Northern Michigan is a great basketball team. We knew that coming into today, and they showed why. Gutting it out there at the end, that big bucket by Dylan Keel with 12 seconds to go, and Wayne State had it down to 2, needed to stop defensively to get the ball back and have a chance to tie or win the game. But give Wayne State a lot of credit because Northern Michigan led by 8 a couple times with about 4 to 5 minutes to go in the ball game, and Wayne State didn't let them pull away. That's what good teams do a lot of times. They just kind of suffocate the life out of you in the second half, and they pull away down the stretch. Wayne State did not let that happen tonight. Give the Warriors a ton of credit for hanging in there. Gave themselves a chance to win down the stretch against a very, very good basketball team on the road, a team that I think is the best in the league going into the season. But we'll see how that plays out, obviously. But the Warriors showed a ton tonight. A lot of guts, a lot of moxie. Didn't get the win, but I think they can learn a lot from this game heading into that game against Michigan Tech on Saturday. Try to get the split on the road this weekend, which I think was kind of the goal coming in. But tough one tonight for Wayne State. Had a chance to win down the stretch, but again, Dylan Keel, Brian Parzik, they're all league players. They're very good, tough to stop, especially late in the game. They both had 24 points. We'll give you the final numbers from everybody when we come back. But again, final score tonight, 75-69, Northern Michigan on top of Wayne State. More to come in the postgame show after this. You're listening to Warriors Basketball.
When it comes to business, Warriors mean business. Whether you're dreaming of making a profit, making a difference, or both, the lessons learned here can be applied anywhere. In the neighborhood, around the state, across the country, and in the far corners of the world. Through the Mike Ilitch School of Business, you'll learn theory and practice to prepare you for every idea, opportunity, and business model. At this incredible new facility in the District Detroit, business leaders teach classes, students become interns, and graduates get recruited as high-level talent. We're more than in the heart of the city. We're in the heart of the business community, with access to influential thinkers from the public and private sector. We have the tools, the technology, and the relationships that create opportunities for success. So if you're looking to create, innovate, or disrupt, we'll take that drive and make it stronger. To see how being Warrior Strong changes the way the world does business, visit wayne.edu.
Warrior fans, the post-game show continues next.
College athletes build on every opportunity to play, to grow, to break glass ceilings, to blaze a trail, to expand the mind, to leave a legacy, to change history, to win. Because to college athletes, opportunity is just the beginning. Learn more at ncaa.org.
You're listening to Wayne State University Basketball.
Back here to Marquette, 75-69 final, Northern over Wayne State. Let's take a look at the final numbers from this one. Basically even, Steven, across the board. Wayne State shoots 27-55 from the field, 49.1%. Northern Michigan shoots 49% from the field, 25-51. How about that? Wayne State 6-17 from downtown, 35.3%. 9-10 from the free throw line. Northern Michigan 9-23 from downtown. Difference in the game, Northern Michigan outscored Wayne State by 9 points behind the three-point arc. They win by six. There's your difference right there. 16-22 from the free throw line, 72.7%. Northern Michigan out rebounds Wayne State 27-23, including 7-4 on the offensive glass. A couple big offensive rebounds for Northern when they were making their couple runs in that second half to get that lead up to 8-9 points, which ended up being the difference in this game. Some of those possessions where Northern had second opportunities where they were able to score with second chance points. For Northern, they were led by the combo of Brian Parzik and Dylan Keel, both with 24 points tonight. Just impressive efforts from both those young men. Carson Smith with 11. Only three players for Northern tonight in double figures. 4 points for Sam Schultz. It was 6 points for Riley Brooks and 6 points for Sam Privet. Jackson Dudick and Max Weisbrod played tonight but did not score. For Wayne State, they were led by Carmelo Harris, team high 22 points on 9 of 16, shooting 4 threes as well for Carmelo. 11 points for Rob Lee off the bench all in the second half. 10 points for Ray Williams. 6 points for Colin Golson. 6 points for Matt Coffey. 6 points for Tamario Adley. 5 points for Jordan Briggs. 3 for Kareem Abdurashad. Hutch Ward and Kamen Lennox played but did not score. Wayne State got outscored 41-37 in the first half. Northern Michigan outscores Wayne State 34-32 in the second half for a total of 75-69. We'll take one more break when we come back. We'll give you one final scoreboard update and talk about the game coming up on Saturday up the road in Houghton. That's coming up after this. You're listening to Warriors Basketball.
To college athletes, the whole world looks like an opportunity. One to be seized, built upon, and made better. To push their sport further. To broaden their minds. To help communities they live in. And to inspire those who follow. Because to college athletes, every opportunity is a chance to change what could be and show the world what opportunity can do. Learn more at NCAA.org.
Warrior fans, there's more to come in the post-game show.
Our industry, business, nonprofit, and clinical partners know that Wayne State is the talent pipeline for Detroit and beyond. It's why they support our students through internships and other learning by doing career experiences.
Dr. Kimberly Andrews-Espy, president of Wayne State University.
And these same partners have first dibs to hire some of Michigan's most career-prepared professionals. Wayne State is working hard to ensure that our most precious resource stays right here in Michigan and delivers results that advance the future of our state.
Get social with WDTK FM 101.5 and AM 1400 The Patriot. Find us online at patriotdetroit.com and follow Patriot Detroit on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to connect, comment, and share from anywhere.
Final time to Marquette. It's getting into that Christmas season here, holiday season. Hard to believe, but that's the case. The way it feels up here today, it feels like it's early spring, possibly. Temperatures in the high 40s, supposed to be even warmer tomorrow. Again, final score, 75-69 Northern over Wayne State. Great game here tonight. Around the league as well, some tight games. I have a feeling all year is going to be nip and tuck. A lot of even Steven teams here in the GLIAC. This season, Saginaw Valley leads at Michigan Tech 62-61 with 8 minutes to go there. Ferris State on top of Purdue Northwest with 14 minutes to go in Hammond, 51-50. And halftime score in Kenosha, Wisconsin, Parkside leads Lake State 30-25. So some tight games around the league. I have a feeling that's going to be that way all season long. And a tight one here tonight. Wayne State a chance to maybe steal one at the end. Couldn't get a stop down the stretch with 12 seconds to go. Dylan Keel's basket, the difference in this one. And Northern Michigan wins by 675-69. Next broadcast on the network will be Saturday. That'll be 3 p.m. tip up in Houghton. Wayne State and Michigan Tech, the annual trip to Husky Land. Always a great atmosphere for basketball at Michigan Tech with their band and their fans. Should be fun. And hopefully the Warriors get back on the winning side after winning four in a row, dropping the one tonight, trying to even up their league mark at 1-1 and get their fifth win of the season on Saturday. We'll have that game for you right here on The Patriot. Want to thank President Espy of Wayne State. Want to thank the athletic director here at Wayne State University, Erica Wallace. Want to thank Sports Information Director Jeff Weiss. Matt Jurek doing a great job tonight, as always. And Coop back at home. I want to thank everybody here at Northern Michigan for being very hospitable, giving us a lot of room over here on the press table tonight. We love that. And I'm Kevin Breckmacher saying so long one final time from Marquette. Final score, Northern Michigan 75, Wayne State 69. Until Saturday, and as always, go Warriors.
Warriors basketball is sponsored by Andiamo, Radisson Hotel Detroit Southfield, Born in Detroit, Uniprop, Nike, Beyond Juice, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Detroit Sports Commission, Henry Ford Health Systems, Jimmy John's, United Dairy Industry of Michigan, Michigan First Credit Union, Tropical Smoothie, Condado Tacos, National Trails, and brought to you by Smoky G's Smokehouse. Furnished by Wayne State University Athletics with FM 101.5 and AM 1400. The Patriot. Go Warriors!